In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Father Peter, thank you for this opportunity and for your trust. And thank you for listening to someone you don't know. You can choose whether you're going to listen or not, I guess. The gospel today was about forgiveness. And forgiveness, I think, is hard in two situations. The first one is when we actually have to do it, when it's not theoretical. I find myself, it's easy to think that we'll turn the other cheek, that if someone hurts us, you know, we know we're Christians and we're going to move on, we're going to forgive them. In real life, if you've ever actually been hurt by someone, and it's wrong, it's really, something happened that should not have happened. If you've experienced that, you may know that it hurts to turn your other cheek when this one still stings. It's not that easy. And another time when forgiveness is hard is when it's constant and every day. I think sometimes we think horrible things, when they're done to us, that's when we're called to forgive. But really, we're called to forgive every day people just for being people. Just for being people. We have to forgive somebody who talks too much about themselves. We have to forgive that. They're just, they're people. We have to forgive somebody who maybe didn't smile at us. We just have to forgive the small and constant things as well. One thing that's interesting to think about is that our God came to earth, healed people, taught them, loved them, let them spit in his face, let them put a crown of thorns on him, let them hang him on a cross. And when he was on the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." But he says repeatedly, simply, that's what we hear in the gospel today, that if you don't forgive others, we won't be forgiven ourselves. So God will let us treat him in a way however we want. He will let us do things that are completely unjust to him. Out of his great love, he endures it, and he remains with his arms open. But he's so concerned with actually not how we treat him, but how we treat one another. He insists that we need to forgive one another. And what this points to is kind of a profound idea that's there in all the gospel. It's that our relationships with one another actually teach us about who God is. And of course, our relationship with God shows us what really, and his relationship with us, shows us what really our relationships with one another are meant to be. And if we apply that to the gospel this morning, we see that if we know God's forgiveness, if we understand it or have tasted it ourselves, it's quite easy to forgive other people. And on the other side, if we have worked and tried to forgive other people, that opens up for us a glimpse of who God is and of how forgiving he is. Saint Isaac the Syrian has this beautiful line. He said, "Blessed is he who knows his own weakness, because that is the root and the base and the source of all generosity in him." It's hard to forgive other people when we think that we're perfect. It's not easy to walk around thinking we're perfect and then to forgive others for being imperfect. And what St. Isaac is saying here is that if we actually understand ourselves, if we understand that we aren't perfect, if we have the courage to approach God ourselves and ask for his forgiveness, it's easy then for us to look at our brother or to look at our sister and to say, "I'd probably do the same thing." Or, maybe worse. This gospel lesson this morning says that there are 10,000 talents that a man owes, and he goes before the king. 10,000 talents. And then this man is forgiven all of that debt. That's like us before God. And then he goes out, and he shakes people down for 100 denarii. Okay? We're not paid in talents and denarii. Here's what it is in dollars. Okay? 10,000 talents is about $7 billion that this man is forgiven. Christ here in this parable is exaggerating to make a point. $7 billion is forgiven this man. 100 denarii is about $35,000. If we understand, and the saints, we see this in the saints, that as they understand themselves and as they understand how much God has forgiven them and how willing and how ready he is to totally wipe away the things that we're even still afraid to look at, once we understand that, how much we've been forgiven, it's nothing. It's nothing to forgive one another. But that takes courage. On the flip side, in Isaiah, it says that my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. If a parent can forgive their child, and understand, they're a child. If we can forgive one another and understand they're a human being, well, then the way that we're treating one another, that will make us understand how easily God forgives us. We're imperfect. God is perfect. We're insecure. God is everlasting. He's unshakable. And if we can forgive one another, we begin to understand and to believe and actually trust that God will forgive us. So, I don't know for everyone here what's easier for you. I don't know if it's easier for you to go to God and to know his forgiveness and to confess and to look at yourself and to trust him and know he'll forgive you. Or if it's easier maybe for you to forgive your neighbors than to actually take that scary look in the mirror and put ourselves really in front of the judge and await to hear what he says. Whatever is easier for you, I guess, to give you something to do, try to do the opposite. If it's easy for you, if you know that God loves you, if you understand that, become that love for other people. Become that forgiveness for other people. Don't let them be afraid. Show them who God is in the way that you treat them. And if you're afraid of God and you don't really know him, treat one another with forgiveness. Trust that in the way that you treat one another, you'll actually see a reflection of how God will treat you. And that will give you courage to come to him not just as a good boy or a good girl, but really us where we're at, and to fall before him and ask him for mercy. May God give us strength. Again, thank you for letting me speak briefly, and to Father Peter. And may the gates of forgiveness for us be open, and may we open them to other people and show God's love to them. God bless you. Amen.